city of Los Angeles is on lockdown.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Lockdown Podcast for our very special episode. It is time for Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Do, do, do,
do, do. Feliz Navidad.
It's snowing!
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
I don't know the rest. That is
wow, Keith, very creative with the snow.
You got a muumuu. You are a present.
I'm a whole package, baby.
You look like a gay prince in Dubai.
He does, yeah.
Like about to do a gay pride.
Hey, yeah, I'm in Dubai doing something right.
Which and is, he's a prince.
Well, I don't know if it's doing right. Like that's an oxymoron. A gay pride parade, like. In Dubai, they probably parade right off like the top of a building.
That's like their Christmas time. Oh my god!
Believe it or not, we've actually had a lot more snow on this bar before.
Yeah, different kind of snow.
Hey.
Live in LA.
Parents, watch the podcast. Okay.
Is Christmas your favorite holiday?
Ooh. Absolutely not.
What?
I don't even think it's top three, to be honest.
Dude, I love Christmas. I love Christmas. It's not my favorite holiday, but.
All right, everyone it's on the count fun. Of three, favorite holiday. One, two, three, Halloween.
Naked man.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be Halloween, right? Obviously.
Halloween, for sure.
Halloween's a top three.
But
Keith, okay, Keith, what is your number one then?
That's so hard, dude.
Christmas is great.
Flag
dude.
Day.
No, you Christmas get gifts. You get to give gifts. Mm-hmm. Everyone's in a better mood. There's no other holiday that changes the whole mood of everybody, mm-hmm. though. You got to give Christmas that.
Yeah.
There's only one Christmas spirit. There's no Halloween
cheer.
Spirit. Like, you get it for
I mean,
a little
there's
bit.
Literally Halloween spirits.
But, like, you don't get the spirit of, like, you know what I mean? Like, you get in the mode of, like, scaring people, but Christmas is, like, you're just happy.
Yeah, Christmas has the best movies, too, dude. Like
fire
Halloween,
movies.
Halloween has, what, Hocus Pocus? What else? What
you mean Halloween Town?
Yeah.
There's
Halloween
a lot
Town's
of,
fine.
Yeah, every scary movie ever.
Yeah, yeah. We get it, dude. You're depressed. You like Halloween.
Yeah,
shit.
Depressed,
ah, drink some eggnog. Join the fucking Christmas
jerk
spirit.
Jerk off dude, another reindeer.
You got the gay-ass fucking sweater on.
Ah, shit, I do. That's true. Yeah. So, boys. Uh-huh. Well, honestly, hey, look. Snow to all of our fellow people out there and all of our fans, this has been an awesome year. And we just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa,
Merry Chrysler,
Happy Hanukkah, and any other, you know, what's it
Kwanzaa, Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm. What was the commercial back in the day? Happy Kwanzaa, what was it?
Honda Days.
Happy
Honda Days.
Well, I don't know what you guys saw. I don't know about you, but everyone's been wanting for Christmas for a very long time was some more moolah from Uncle Sam.
Ooh, baby.
And guess what?
After weeks and weeks of the most high school procrastination bullshit I've ever seen.
Let it rain!
This is equivalent to what we're getting.
I almost, what did you get?
$20. What'd you get?
We're almost there.
We're almost there.
You know what is actually fucking hilarious about this entire ordeal? That Congress worked so hard. This is from Mitch McConnell right here, his tweet. Breaking. As the American people continue battling the coronavirus this holiday season, they will not be on their own. Congress has just reached an agreement. We will pass another rescue package ASAP. More help is on the way.
Wow.
He's making it sound like Santa Claus is literally coming down with his reindeer and they're going to bust down your door and just fucking give you like toilet paper and paper towels and everything
this
else.
This guy's actually older than Santa Claus, believe it or not.
So.
I Googled it earlier and he's
checks
actually
out.
4 years older
checks
than
out.
Yeah.
No,
than
he's
Santa
still babysit. Stay next.
So for the people that don't know that have had their businesses like ruined and just has been having the worst time of your life, don't worry because guess what?
Rescue packages.
Rescue package. You know what that rescue package entails?
What's it entail, Tim?
$600.
$600.
He's making it sound like they just came across.
It's so disrespectful.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little tone deaf.
A little? How big? What kind of bubble is this fuck living in where he thinks that $600 random after all this time is going to do squat?
And not just him, but like literally every single person in Congress on both sides, because they all came to this agreement, $600, where it's like, I'd rather have no money and let people, like, I don't know, live their life.
Slap in the face.
But, like, $600 at that point, it's like, why even pass anything?
What are we even doing?
What are we doing?
Let's give everyone $20 at that point.
That's
$600.
One hooker, two hookers, tops?
In 2020? It's nothing.
Just buy snow with that, though.
Exactly. You're buying fucking cheap blow with that.
Yeah.
But What they're saying, though, to play devil's advocate here, is that this is going to be their little relief package until Biden gets in, and then they're supposed to do a whole year version that's like the built-up afterward part. So that's like the plan, is that this is like the relief intermediate, like we got to provide help right now, and then we're going to circle back.
Christmas bonus.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what it was. $600, that's like an okay company Christmas bonus.
Are you kidding?
Like, it's not a high-level company Christmas bonus. It's not a low-level. It's like a mediocre company Christmas bonus.
But again, it's supposed to be a Christmas bonus, not something that you should fucking, like, be given from the government if you're being told you can't go to work.
Exactly.
You
for
know?
How many months now? For last time, the last one got passed?
Yeah. When did the last one hit?
Like, fucking
May?
Yeah, probably around there, May, June. Like, that's insane.
It's not even $100 a month since then.
So.
What is that? Dude, groceries is more than that. $100 a month? That's not even groceries.
Yeah, money, yeah. Groceries for Christmas, not even.
Yeah, that's this fucking asinine, honestly.
Yeah, but I just love the fact that they're making it seem like, hey, don't worry, we got. That's like some guy, obviously, like, you waited. I bartended. Keith, I don't know what you did. But, like, I don't know. There's been times at a bar where all of a sudden a guy goes like, hey, I got you on this tip. And you're just like, all right, cool. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, you're working and you get your bill at the end and it's like fucking nothing. And it's just like, I would have rather had you give me $0.
Absolutely.
And the disrespect you just, because it's been to go out of your way to be like, don't worry, I got you. And that's what this feels like. It's like, hey, American people, we're here working on your behalf.
Yeah.
Here's gas money for a couple months.
Go get yourself some candy, kid. Like, that's all
it is. It's honestly horrendous. Like, $600, that's a night in a good night and a half serving, like being a waiter or a bartender. Like,
especially during this season.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, comparable. Like, that's like a Tuesday and half a Wednesday for a regular fucking serving gig.
Yeah.
And they gave you that in 7 months or whatever.
Hey, don't worry. Keep the change.
Exactly. That's exactly what it feels like.
That's all I did, dude.
It's honestly mind blowing at this point.
But
on lighter news. Speaking of tweets as well, our boy.
Who's our boy?
D Tizzle. Oh, Donnie T.
Oh, God. What now?
The one that lost.
He's having a hell of a Christmas.
Oh, well, I mean, it's not over yet, is it?
It's over. Twitter obviously is not a fan of Trump, right?
Well, they love him enough to keep him on the platform.
Exactly. It's a fine line of like, this guy's pulling eyeballs, but we don't like what he stands for, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know how, like, the president can't not be on Twitter or whatever? Like, they can't take your – the president can't get removed from Twitter. But he's not the president anymore come January.
Mm-hmm.
So Twitter came out and was, like, saying, like, potentially if he were to keep up antics of, like, spreading misinformation, that now that he won't be the president, that they could ban him from Twitter. How fucking crazy would that be? And what do you think Trump would do if they tried to ban his ass?
He's going to make his own Twitter.
That's what I'm saying. Is it going to be like Trump Twitter? Like his own like...
Trumper, maybe.
Trumper? Like,
Trumper like, versus Twitter would be awesome.
How would he respond? You know? I'm just so curious to see like...
He'll
go ape shit, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously like a lot of right-wing people are going to like Parler right now. And so
the fuck is that?
You don't know what Parler is?
No one knows what Parler is.
I've heard of it.
So, yeah, a lot of people are going to Parler, and it's basically like a real right. I mean, it's hard because people on the left will say it's like a super extreme right wing, like almost like a 4chan, kind of like gross.
I see. Yeah.
But, like, other people are saying it's more of mainstream. It's just like right wing alternative to where they're like less restrictive on. Because obviously, like, Twitter or Facebook is very left leaning, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
So, whereas this is kind of an answer to that. But, I mean, it's. I mean, who knows?
It's hard to fight a beast.
Silly until, exactly.
It's hard to fight a beast. There's been a few of these.
I might hop on Trumper, dude.
Trumper, yeah.
Say whatever the fuck I want.
There's already been a few of the like offshoot attempts to be.
Yeah, and how
like,
many of them are
We're the Wild West version where we're completely uncensored, and none of it's really worked. I mean, the reason Twitter is what it is because of the, whatever, how many, 15, 16 years now that it's been dominant.
Sure.
You know, like, it's hard to catch up at that point, but. I just thought that was, like, how crazy would that be if, like, the most infamous Twitter guy of all time, arguably, right? I mean, besides Trump,
he's
a bigger tweeter.
I think he's one of the biggest Twitter accounts on
of all time. Like,
yeah, I think, like, him, Kim Kardashian, like, we're, like...
Yeah, like, if you... just crazy to me, like, if they were to get banned that guy, like, what would, like... I feel like that would be so wild to see what would happen next.
That would be wild.
You know, he's going to sue the ever-living fuck out of him.
Oh, God.
Like, just as a personal vendetta.
Yeah.
But, like, do you think there's a bunch of people that, like, will then boycott Twitter? Or, like, they're going to... Because if you take Trump out... Like, they could financially suffer really bad.
Oh, Twitter? Oh,
yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
Because of all the people that may say, fuck this.
So and, many like, people are.
People are just going to jump ship.
And jump ship, yeah.
Well, because honestly, at that point, Twitter is just going to become an echo chamber.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
It makes for an interesting conversation, though. I wonder what happened when old Biddy Bye gets inaugurated and Trumpy Trump's not the prezi-prez anymore.
Mm.
He can't really say the crazy shit that he's been saying. Like, if you spread misinformation now on that level, they pull shit off all the time for that stuff. So if they, I'm not saying that it's misinformation. I'm saying if they deem it misinformation,
which
they will, then he, you know, will have to face the consequences for that. Yeah. So, like, I don't know, dude.
They're going to get Tom Cruise in there screaming at him.
Who do you think would have a bigger freak out, Tom Cruise or Trump, dude?
Tom?
You saw what were your initial thoughts of the Tom Cruise rant?
We have to watch it. I mean, I've watched this like 10 times, but we have to watch it again.
I've watched it one time, and I was like,
back here in Hollywood making movies right now because of us! Because they believe in us and what we're doing! I'm on the phone with every studio at night! Insurance companies! Producers!
This guy's mannerisms are weird.
And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies! We are creating thousands of jobs, you I don't ever want to see it again! Ever! And if you don't do it, you're fired! And I see you do it again, you're f***ing gone! And anyone on this crew does it! That's it! And you too! And you too! And you! Don't you ever f***ing do it again!
What in the fuck is this?
That's it! No apologies! You can tell it to the people that are losing their
Oh, is he making the beeps or is that the
video? Yeah, right?
Food on their pretty table. Or pay for their college education.
Nah, I think they get the gist. But
yeah.
So that's what I sleep with every night.
That's what I sleep with every night.
We're not done.
So my favorite part of it is the random words that have exclamation points next to them that other words don't.
Yeah.
Like he's like in a normal place and then he goes, and then he goes back to like a normal clip and then he yells again. Dude, it's so good.
No, because you know what he's doing? He says something and then he looks over and he goes, oh, that's still rolling. Bruh, does it again. Because well, my question is, do you think he knew that was being filmed?
Leah Remini is calling him out right now. Saying that she thinks it's a publicity stunt to position himself as like a pro COVID kind of guy.
I feel like he would be the but type of guy.
It's not his brand. You know, I would get that if it was his brand, but he is the nice guy. Like his public brand is like, I'm Tom Cruise. I come with a smile and I'm in your favorite action hero movie. You know, his brand is not you motherfuckers
need to
listen up. You know what I mean? Like, But, I mean, I totally get where he's coming from. I'd be pissed, too, if I had a fucking quadrillion-dollar production going or however much these Mission Impossible movies cost, and then people are fucking around.
They hired the wrong guy.
See, oh, look.
Yeah, COVID compliance right here.
I would have made sure everybody had their mask on. Everybody was abiding by the...
But you need to send an email to Tom with the same energy that Tom brought. So you got to be like,
it's going to be, these... Motherfucker!
Exactly. Random taps.
Dot, dot, eyes. And then keep going.
Yeah. Random caps throughout the whole thing.
So do you think he definitely played it in for the camera?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. I think because, I mean, the video I played us was not like exactly him saying all those things. It's really just a compilation thing. Mm-hmm. But the audio is the only thing that got leaked.
Yeah.
Which means that, like, had there been a video conveniently matching it, I would say maybe I'd lean more that way. But the fact that it was just an audio
some kid,
thing.
Like, in the corner, like,
I'm
holy
thinking,
shit, Tom Cruise is
yes,
going off.
Yes. Like, I'm thinking it's a PA that's like, whoa, this is fucking crazy. And that's going, boop, that little record button.
This kid's like, I'm famous.
I don't know.
I mean, if you got AirPods in and you hit that record real quick and you just lay back, like, you can get the whole thing.
He got the whole
thing. How much, bro, you know, this dude probably got the bag then.
Dude, the bag.
Are you kidding me?
On Tom Cruise. That's what I'm saying. It's so off brand. When is we have ever had anything like this from Tom Cruise? I can't name one scenario.
I don't know. I need my tinfoil hat because, like, dude, every single thing he said was just like, it was like pristine. You know what I'm saying?
It's Tom fucking Cruise.
I get that.
I think he's maybe a good public speaker.
Dude. I'm sure
you know?
He is.
And he's the leader
of Scientologists.
Yeah.
This is going to be weird having someone like 5'4 scream at you calling you a motherfucker, right?
I mean, like legit, like size excluded, I'd be kind of nervous from Tom. That's a powerful fucking dude yelling at you. Like, without you know what I mean? Like, your life could change if if he doesn't like you.
Well, did you see five of those people on the crew quit?
Did they really?
And now, mind you, so when I first heard the clip, I was like, you know, I fuck with it. Because, like, people have to think, like, Tom Cruise is probably an executive producer on this.
He probably owns part of Mission Impossible by now.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, obviously, exactly. So, when you have, like, that vested interest, like, he probably has input on the script. He has input on fucking everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's one of those top dogs that have all of this influence on what goes into it. And this is his baby, you know? So,
an easy way to break it down, the messaging's great. The delivery method.
The delivery. I honestly don't even have a problem with him yelling. I just think a couple of the things he said got a little goofy.
It did. It get a little preachy at the end. But people get preachy when they get on yelling rants, you know? Think your average Joe Schmo, like...
If he would have cut it quits at, like, 45 seconds, it would have been class A. Like, oh, that was sick. But once he got into the... You know what? I have dreams at night.
Yeah. I sleep with this every night. Back in Hollywood's depending on me. Like, yeah, he definitely... But he's also, like... an actor, and he's also, I don't know, it fits the bill too hard for me to be like, this is a publicity stunt type move. I don't know. Either way, it's fucking hilarious.
What do you think, like, one of the crew people was just like, yo, are you being real right now, or are you in character? Like,
yeah, right? Is this like a Tropic Thunder moment, or is this like,
exactly.
Are we really?
That's
the main
exactly,
just pans over a little bit.
That's exactly what it reminded me of was Tropic Thunder, like Lex Grossman.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, what if we find out that, like, the next 15 seconds of the audio, he's just like, and scene.
Yeah.
And he just, like, cuts out right
just
there.
That's how you fucking act.
That's how you make a fucking movie.
Amateurs.
You guys want to know how to sell a movie? I didn't even hire a marketing department. Yeah. For this fucking thing. This is the I am the marketing department.
He goes on another rig.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it, dude.
I mean, Tom's the man. Shit's I mean, like you said though, if you are the owner, producer, like you're all involved, and then some fucking twat probably low level PA guy.
Yep.
What do you guys think they did wrong? I think it sounded to me the way he was like, you will never do this again. It sounded to me like maybe someone was like hooking up or something.
No.
Like I got that vibe that like people were like swapping spit or something with maybe like, I don't know, the way he was like phrasing it like, if you ever do this again, like I wonder what it was. Like, did he sneeze on someone? Did he like?
I feel like he was making like an example out of somebody in front of like.
He was. I'm saying, what was the thing that happened?
Like, just didn't have their mask on or something.
I don't know.
What if it was like legit? Like they were 5.5 feet away.
Yeah. Oh, like something super tiny. Dude, this is why we need South Park to come back, dude. Because this is the perfect thing for them. It's just like they just decided it was this minuscule act that he like someone missed a hand sanitizer pump. Pump and he just fucking
his ears perked up.
Yeah, he didn't hear the.
I feel like they would like paint Tom Cruise as like PC principal. Like,
yes.
That with the sunglasses and everything, and it's just MI logo.
South Park, please come back, please.
South Park. Dude, well, I mean, so Tom Cruise is probably freaking out, but I totally get it though. I do.
Millions and millions
because,
and
honestly,
millions
Mission,
on the line.
Mission Impossible is like probably one of the biggest budget movies being made right now during COVID.
Those things cost like $250 million to make.
And the fact that they make so much money like across overseas and everything like that, it's insane.
Why do you think that guy lost his shit?
Honestly, Mission Impossible might be better than the vaccine to bring the world together, you know?
Right?
Everyone's just missing another MI movie,
That'll fix everything. Yeah.
That's $600. The movie costs $600 to watch.
So no, that's in the bill. They're giving us $600 and a free digital copy of Mission Impossible 7.
That's why Tom Cruise was really freaking out.
Yeah,
because
the weight
like,
of the U.S. government.
She goes, "You have no fucking idea what's in this next stimulus bill, do you?" Do you? Screaming at him,
dude. LA's doing horrible right now, as most fucking news networks will tell you. Uh-huh. Like, if you turn the fucking news on right now, it's literally like, LA's on fire. We have zero hospital beds, blah, blah, blah. But at least we don't have the fucking new COVID.
Yeah, the new strand.
You seen this shit?
The UK strand. Baby.
The UK shit.
I did see that.
It's supposedly 70% transmissible so far, they're saying, which is above the COVID number for the like how the level of contagious that it is.
I heard it came out right as soon as they started giving the vaccine to anyone too.
Did you guys hear for the vaccine? Did you guys hear for the vaccine? It's anybody that has like food allergies or like pre-existing allergies to food. They like the vaccine basically doesn't work.
Oh,
there's like a lot of allergic reactions.
The next like two or three months.
So they're like highly advising people that have like food allergies don't get the vaccine. Because you're going to have a separate allergic reaction to
I'm
the
I'm calling
vaccine.
It right now. I bet you anything the next 2 months of Instagram is going to be people going and getting their vaccine and making cheesy posts about how they're contributing.
We're seeing different.
Oh, yeah. You guys saw this video.
Well,
huh?
This is what's – okay, look. None of us here are anti-vaxxers or anything like that. Nothing against vaccines. However,
vaccines.
You guys said that you might not get the vaccine right away.
I will get a surefire vaccine.
Exactly.
I won't get the rushed China fucking.
People forget.
Spark me up.
People forget, like, literally the name of, like, what gave everyone money and stuff like that is literally called Operation Warp Speed.
Yeah.
And it's like, when you. It's like, I don't know if I want Operation Warp Speed, you know?
In my arm.
So, like, at least I don't want to be the first to the punch, you know? You'd be part of the wave two or three.
Yeah, the reason you take the other vaccines is they've been around for, like, 50 fucking years.
Yeah.
And are tried and true and have saved hundreds of millions
and
of lives.
And only cause autism.
And, yeah, exactly.
So check out this video. This nurse, this is the best part. All of a sudden, she's, like, getting the vaccine, and then she's talking to the news people. You know, just basically, okay. Like, oh, guy, you know, trying to – just how the presidents are taking it in front of everyone. Yeah, like, sure. I saw Senator Sanders.
Promote it.
Yeah. And let people know it's okay. So she gets the vaccine. Then all of a sudden, she's feeling a little lightheaded. So all of a sudden, she goes up to the podium.
Oh my god!
Passes out,
and all the other cameras just go.
And this is moments after,
this is like not even 3 minutes after she got the vaccine.
Exactly.
But did you guys see? Talking about another video. Did you guys see when Mike Pence got his? You see the doctor's hand? Oh my god!
What?
See if you can find the video. Mike Pence when he was getting his vaccine shot.
Okay.
The doctor like, there's a Band-Aid on his arm. He lifts the Band-Aid, like swabs it, right?
Yeah.
And the doctor's hand is like this with the vaccine, and then just goes bang.
like he wung it in there.
Yeah, dude, watch this shit, dude. His hand is like, and all like I saw everything, all the comments like people were saying, they were like, oh my god, like what's wrong with the doctor? Like
he was probably nervous.
Oh my god, dude,
fuck.
Watch it's.
Which is thing, if you fuck up and you like.
Oh, but dude, I'm talking like, it was like, you had no idea where that thing was gone. And he just goes,
he takes a deep breath.
But yeah, you'll see it.
There's two shots, right? For the current vaccine? Isn't the Pfizer one two different?
I think the Moderna one is too.
Moderna is too?
I don't know.
A lot of people are saying the Moderna one is kind of the sketchier one, right? Because it's more intrusive. Dude, I don't fucking know. I don't want to be a part of anything that was rushed.
I think we should have a doctor on the podcast.
Let's do it.
I think that'd be a good idea.
Watch.
Here's
so Keith's
little doctor.
Look at his hand, dude. Like, he's good right here the entire
way.
Yeah,
he's very doctorly
all
right now.
All the way until he picks up the fucking knee.
He didn't really put the Band-Aid on great for being
Well, you know what's crazy?
Doctor.
Is a lot of doctors actually don't even really administer.
That's a little swab.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's all
watch
nurses.
Watch his hand, dude. Watch his hand.
He's just like, I haven't done
he's
this in fucking
everywhere.
Years.
Everywhere. You saw that
shaky leg.
I was like, oh my god.
He's like, did it go in? Yeah, I think
go
so.
Back, dude. Go back. Look at his head. It's literally like 2 seconds of.
All right.
That looks good. Damn.
I saw that and I was like, holy crap.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. That's when you look at your doc like.
Yeah,
good, bro. Like, am I good? Like,
yeah, on a national stage, that doctor's probably sweating.
And it's the fucking Mike Pence. It's like, don't fuck this up, kid. Your whole career is gonna be over.
Exactly, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm scared for the future.
How nuts is that,
man? I mean, they stopped all travel to the UK. No flights.
Really?
No nothing. Canada's not letting people from the UK in.
Yeah.
And it just seems like it might be a fucking start over thing.
Well, no, their Christmas is definitely fucked.
Ruined.
But, like, I mean, ours isn't really that much better, is it? Los Angeles, like you were saying earlier, we're, like, no ICU beds, nothing.
Worst city in the world.
So, but, I mean, it all is not lost, right? What do you want for Christmas?
I wanted the new Xbox, but apparently I have to fucking pay some nerd to create a program for me to get one off fucking the internet nowadays, because everyone's
harsh.
A douchebag.
Yeah, you're just fighting against bots on that one.
That's kind of fucked up when you think about it. Like, Best Buy and, like, all these companies, they need to do a better job at preventing people from scalping this shit out of all the... Like, it's on them to have their website security better.
That's some horse shit, dude.
What?
You're first or you're last, dude. Get in line.
You're first or you're last?
In a fair world, that's fine. But
yes.
We're not fair. That's what we're talking
fair.
About.
It's not fair.
If I could go wait in line, like a traditional store, mm-hmm. that's cool. You put your time in, you do your hours, you want to be the psycho that waits there for 2 days straight,
mm-hmm.
makes a little camp, that's cool. But if you're going to make, like, some backdoor hacking computer program to try to steal your shit, you're cool with that. Innovation. Yeah, it's because you didn't want the Xbox, you fucking prick.
I do want the
Xbox. If it was something you wanted, you'd have a different view about this.
100%.
I really want the Xbox. But all I wanted for Christmas was you.
But don't you think it's on those companies to, like, step up their fucking security to, like, actually do something about that?
Yeah.
Like, they're basically allowing scalping. Like, it's pretty much illegal. Like, they're allowing...
I mean, it's no different than Ticketmaster. Even those fuckers let
it's
that happen.
It's the same people that make them that are making the routing to get them back in their hands.
Yeah, I mean,
it's probably their own employees.
Walmart doesn't give a fuck. They still make the same amount of money either way.
Where was it that they were like stealing PlayStations out of the back of UPS trucks? You guys didn't hear about that?
Everywhere? That sounds
Fast and Furious.
No, I want to say it was like somewhere in the UK.
Xbox edition.
I want to say it was somewhere in the UK where they were like straight up like mugging UPS drivers and stealing all the PS5s.
That happens every year, bro. Christmas time is a fucking dark time for some areas.
When I was a cop, dude, it was always Christmas and it was always Black Friday. Were like the two most like terrible times to be working because you knew people were going to be shoplifting.
And you knew everyone's house was looted up, too. So people were just going to start stealing shit left and right.
Not only that, if you're doing security, do you have to listen to the same fucking like Christmas soundtrack on like repeat because that might blow my brains out.
Working in fucking service industry
trust
me bro from
on loop
dude from November 1st to the fucking new year it is the same Christmas songs.
This is the question, boys.
What's
your favorite Christmas song?
Mine's gay, I'm not gonna lie, but I just like it.
What is it?
Noel.
Wait, we can't.
Noel. That's a solid one.
Born is the king of Israel.
See? It just feels like Christmas. That's why I like it.
It feels
like in the zone.
It feels like the Christmas carols.
Carols.
Yeah. Which, honestly, kind of reminiscent of The Purge, if you really think about it. I would be a little terrified. What if all the Christmas carolers came out and they had
the mask? We're COVID safe.
Or, like, what was the movie? The Strangers?
Oof,
right? If they had those masks on and they were just like, silent night.
They need to make a sequel to that movie. That's, like, one of my favorite horror
films. You know, I feel like they shouldn't. You know what I mean?
It's one
of those.
I know.
I totally get it because it's like being selfish, but it's like a good idea, super simple. It's
you're
like
not wrong.
Two people go out and they get fucked with all night until they get killed.
Man, Christmas movies. There's some good Christmas movies.
There's some fire.
Well, hold on. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Yeah, before you get into movies.
What's your favorite song?
Yeah.
First. I'm last.
You have a fucking Rudolph shirt on.
Yeah. If you,
you know what?
You're going to go back on your boy?
Rudolph the reindeer, like, is really.
Red nose. Yeah, you have some respect, man. Christ, fucking guy.
Did you ever throw in the ad-libs? Like all the time.
No, before don't get me started.
That was actually the original.
Don't get me started with that. Have you guys seen the DMX version to that song?
I'm sorry, what?
You guys, oh my lord, you have not seen the DMX.
Pull up, Jamie.
Pull up the DMX. Just literally type in DMX Christmas song.
Is this it?
Yes. Yes.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, this is the one of him doing it. Yep. I can't.
I know the lyrics.
Would you do us the honors of spitting Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
What the fuck?
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
Tayshaun and Tayshaun and Nisha and Pittman.
Don't ruin it for the people.
The most famous reindeer of all. Come on! Put off the red nose reindeer. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it close. Come on! All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, come on, Rudolph, it's your nose so bright. Won't you ride my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeers loved him, and they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down to history forever. You go down to history forever. You go down to history. What?
Tell me that's not the greatest rendition.
He needs like a Mariah Carey style Christmas album.
Oh,
but
could you
it's
imagine?
DMX.
Absolutely.
Dropping all the fire
We've
tracks.
Been missing out for years because I was going to say.
I can't believe
like,
you guys have never seen this.
That can revitalize his career.
Well, 100%. Because like that's exactly like Migos. You know, what's the difference? Like,
Migos did that?
No, I'm just saying. Like Migos
that's a great idea.
I'm just saying, Migos back in elementary school, could, probably those kids going like, Rudolph. Like,
oh,
dropping
sure.
the ad-libs.
Oh,
that's where they came up with that shit. But like, fuck Migos. DMX all day. Like,
DMX,
let's have him take this and kind of just take that back over.
That was incredible.
Absolutely.
That got me hyped. I might put that on my gym playlist.
How could you not?
You playing that at the restaurant?
People in the corner bobbing. Thugging.
All right, what's, so that's your favorite Christmas song?
I mean, that might be my new favorite.
That version is my favorite version.
That might be the best thing I've seen.
Honestly, man, probably like good old Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty does bring you back.
Bro, Frosty was like some fucked up shit, though. That's another. Now that I'm thinking about it, like, Christmas really does have some dark type stuff.
Fuck yeah.
Like, Frosty was like, dude, bro, I'm melting.
Yeah. I'm dead.
I'm dead.
And there's a clock.
We're running out of time. Yeah. This was Cinderella, like, oh, ooh, sap story. You're not going to become a princess? I'm going to fucking die.
Make it 10 minutes. Yeah.
In a brutal death, may I say. I mean, melting to death? That's got to be.
Is there anything worse than that?
That's kind of terrifying. So, heads up for all my snow globers.
What was the scary, talking about Frosty, what was the scary movie back in the day?
They made a scary.
I think Jack Snow or something
Jack Frost.
I think Jack Frost.
It was like the scary, like.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Because, you know, the Christmas Day miracle things is like someone dies, but they come back reincarnated as something good, you know?
Right.
This one was like, nah, homeboy gets reincarnated as a serial murderer snowman.
There's a bunch. I forgot. Krampus?
Scary Christmas movies?
The Gremlins is a Christmas movie?
Well, it's kind of like, I feel like Die Hard is like a Christmas movie.
Type in Jack Frost.
See
if that was like the name of it.
Jack Frost?
I'm pretty sure it was
Jack Frost. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Jack Frost, too. If you haven't seen Jack Frost, I guarantee. Dude, well, that just reminds you back in the Blockbuster movie gallery days. Like, when you walk by, Jack Frost was one of the first.
98.
Jack Frost was one of the. Family Fantasy? No, no. I think Jack.
Family Fantasy?
I think Jack Frost might be the PG version, the good version.
Of what you guys are thinking of?
Yeah.
Go to images, maybe.
Jack Frost horror.
Oh, so what still was? This was one of those movies that had the holographic.
Oh my god, it was!
Oh, that's it. 97. It was a year before.
Yeah.
Jack.
That had the whatchamacallit, holographic thing. So when you're going through like Blockbuster.
Oh, the case?
Yeah, and it was horrifying. Because it looked like a good snowman, and then you walk by and it turned into a horror one. And as a kid, you're like, oh fuck, what was that, 97? So I was 6 years old. Bro, that's traumatizing when you're like just
respects to Blockbuster.
Yeah, shout out to
Blockbuster, I mean.
Blockbuster. Movie Gallery was the OG.
Movie Gallery if you were broke. Blockbuster if you had money on a Friday. That's where you were.
Some snow caps.
Well, ooh, snow caps. We should get some snow caps.
On that note, Merry Christmas, everyone. We love you all.
Happy holidays,
Happy holidays.
Keep
sorry.
The Christ in Christmas.
Merry Chrysler.
Merry Crewman.
Merry Crewman. Stay safe out there, guys. Sorry that COVID's so terrible. We love you all.
Yes, sir.
That's our episode.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Have a good one, guys.
Peace.